Welcome back to Pod Takeover, your company whenever you want something to listen to or just someone to talk to. Let Pod take over. I hope you guys are all in good condition. Maraming parte pa rin ang ating bansa ay under enhanced community quarantine just like where I am now. I'm in Pangasinan. I think also NCR and some parts of Luzon as well as some parts of Visayas and Mindanao are still under enhanced community quarantine. And some also are now under general community quarantine. But just the same, lahat nasa quarantine pa din. So, merong iba't ibang restrictions na nakapaloob pa din kahit nasa GCQ ka na. And I also hope na sana lahat ay nakakatanggap ng ayuda galing sa gobyerno, nakakatanggap ng relief coming from your local government units. If you're not receiving any, just contact your elected officials. They can really help you with that. Ano't ano pa man ang ating hiling, ang ating hope ay matatapos din ito. And professionals, medical professionals, and some scientists are now doing everything to find a cure. But as of today, according to World Health Organization, there are currently no drugs licensed for the treatment or prevention of COVID-19. There is no proof that hydroxychloroquine or any other drug can cure or prevent COVID-19. Ito kasi yung hydroxychloroquine ay talamak na ibinibenta ngayon dito sa Philippines dahil daw nakakagamot ito. But according to WHO, there is no proof that this drug or any other drug can cure or prevent COVID-19. Let's just wait. Bukas makalawa, lalabas din yung cure na yan. And let's continue praying and hoping for better days. Now, we would also like to thank, of course, our frontliners, our medical professionals, our medical workers, from doctors, nurses, aides, etc. Our essential workers also, people working at groceries, people working on security agencies, and of course, our government officials and skeletal workers. Saludo po kami sa inyong lahat dahil po sa inyong ibinibigay na patuloy na suporta para tulong-tulong nating mapigilan ang pagkalat ng contagious disease na ito. Well, as for us, we are nasa bahay tayo. And we do social distancing whenever we go out. And we try to avoid direct physical contact with people so we can help slow the spread of this deadly disease that has proven to kill. At sana wag naman, but is projected to kill more. And whether it will kill more or will it stop killing will absolutely be based on our collective effort. And how can we help? Just one thing. Staying at home. Simple lang. Stay at home. Some of us are dutifully abiding to this law or rule, but some are not. But we don't want to put blame on them because they might have done that for their own personal reasons. But as for us, na nag-stay sa bahay, nung una, diba, let's try to go back to the early days of quarantine. Madali lang, diba? We kind of enjoyed life in isolation. We use our phones, we use our gadgets, we watch Netflix all day, we visit our social media from time to time. And then, the next week, ganun ulit yung ginawa natin. The next week, ganun ulit. Every day, the same routine. And then, you come one time in your life, during this quarantine period, you ask yourself, what else do I do? Ano pa? Parang nagawa ko na lahat dito sa bahay. And then, you start waking up in the morning asking yourself, ano pong gagawin ko? Wala na. Ganun na naman ulit. And then, you start doing nothing. You start thinking, para saan ako bumabangon? And then, eventually, you feel lonely. You feel this loneliness inside you. And I'm telling you right now that loneliness is a serious health condition. According to a research by Dr. Alexander Danvers of Psychology Today, recent research say that in industrialized countries, 1 out of 3 people experience loneliness to some degree. At isa sa 12 taong nakakaranas ng kalungkutan experiences it very heavy, napakalubha. Dahil nga dito, sinararanasan natin, you know, immediate public health crisis related to the transmission of the serious contagious disease wherein yung mga tao are being directed or being asked to stay at home even nga to extended periods of time. And as this continues to extend, people will start to develop loneliness at nakakalungkot, maging malungkot. Ayon kay Dr. Danvers, ayon pa rin sa kanya, ang loneliness daw appears to cause problems sa pamamagitan ng dalawang mechanisms. Una, lonely people experience same events as more psychologically stressful. Meron daw mga tao na kapag yung ginagawa nila ay paulit-ulit, like yung ginawa ko ngayon, yun ulit bukas, the next day, they find it stressful. Tama, di ba? Kapag palaging ganito na lang ginagawa mo, paulit-ulit, ganito ginagawa mo sa umaga, sa tanghali, tapos ganito ulit sa gabi, the next day, that is very tiring. And that is very stressful as well. Pangalawa, lonely people appear to get less rest and recovery primarily because their sleep is disintegrated. This is true. During the quarantine, dalawa lang yan. It's actually you get a very long sleep or the other one, you get a very short sleep or worse, you get no sleep at all. May mga araw na pagod ka habang natulog mo, di ba? May mga araw na hindi ka naman pagod, hindi ka naman masyadong makatulog. Ang ikli ng tulog mo. Or there are nights talaga na di mo maipaliwanag, hindi ka makatulog. And we should always remember that either of those will do nothing good for your body. Kapag long sleep, it's not good. Short sleep, it's not good as well. And moreover, no sleep will do nothing good. And all of those will lead to stress, to loneliness, and some other serious illnesses. So with all that said, how do we actually battle loneliness during the time of isolation, during the time of quarantine? I'll be sharing you guys 5 things that I add into the list of what I do kasi napakarami mong pwedeng gawin eh ngayong quarantine period. But these are 5 essential things that I usually do that you can also add to the list of what you're doing. Number 1 is meditate. There are hundreds of ways to meditate. But actually, meditation is defined as to think deeply or focus one's mind to a period of time in silence or to think deeply or carefully about something. This might sound very odd and simple for others, but it actually helps. Anong gagawin mo? You just have to sit down or you can lie down. You close your eyes. And if you can't close your eyes, you just have to think. You just have to talk to yourself without saying a word. So basically, you just have to talk to yourself with your mind. You start thinking about small things and then go on with bigger things and realize that this quarantine is actually the best time for you to assess yourself, to reconnect with yourself, to reconcile with yourself. And by meditating, you will eventually find yourself happier. Bakit? Because you were able to talk to yourself. You were able to assess yourself na hindi natin madalas magawa. Dahil noon, busy tayo sa work, busy tayo sa studies. But now, this is the great time that you can reconnect with yourself. And by doing this time to time during this quarantine, you'll actually see that it helps. Meditation helps. Number 2, write a journal. We do a lot of things during quarantine, napakadami yan. And we used to think of it just like any other day, di ba? But we need to realize that we actually live in a major historical event that people will talk about for generations to come after all of this is over. Why not start a journal? And when starting a journal, why not write something in your journal, things that happened in the day? Why not write in your journal things that you are grateful for? Kahit na napakahirap ng sitwasyon, you were still able to grind through. Not only you were able to do something by writing the journal, but most importantly, you were able to process your feelings. You were able to say whether you're sad, whether you're happy, whether you're thankful for everything that you've been receiving kahit napakahirap na sitwasyon. Why not write a journal? Number 3, connect with friends or make new friends. We are very lucky, napakaswerte natin. Kasi hindi na natin kailangang lumabas ng bahay just to connect with people from afar. We are very lucky kasi nabuhay tayo in the age when interconnected network exists and social media exists. So why not let's take advantage of this so we can start making new friends, connecting to friends, connecting to old acquaintances. You can start with a friend of a friend. Malay mo, di ba? Matagal kayong di nagkakausap. Sa mga parties, nagkikita lang kayo. Why not start messaging him? Why not start messaging her? You might win a new friend during this quarantine. And you know that it is very important na ngayong quarantine, eh meron tayong nakakausap. Meron tayong napagsasabihin ng mga pinagdadaanan natin. Meron tayong napagsasabihin ng mga hinaing natin sa buhay. Start connecting and start taking advantage of the internet to make new friends. Number 4, spend more precious time with family and loved ones. During this time, marami pumapasok sa isip ng mga tao kung bakit nagkaroon ng ganito. Why do we experience this pandemic? Bakit dumating to sa atin? Some say na ito daw ay isang crazy biological warfare of a country against other. Sabi naman ng iba, this is dahil makasalanan na daw ang mga tao, kaya tayo pinaparusahan. Some also say that this is the end of the world. But I know one thing for certain. We are all being asked to stay at home. Marami sa atin, we are forced na umuwi from Manila sa mga provinces natin. Some even are being forced na itigil kung ano man yung ginagawa nila para umuwi sa mga mahal sa buhay. Why not that we take advantage of this opportunity to make more precious time with our family, with our loved ones, with our friends? This is the time to build stronger relationships. This is a time to mend broken relationships. And most importantly, this is the time for love. So let's take advantage of this opportunity to spread love, to spend more time, to dedicate more time, to tell our parents how we love them, to tell our friends how we miss them, to tell our companions na we treasure them. This is a time for love, not hate. And fifth and last on my list, I know, napakarami pa. There are a lot of things na pwede ko pang ma-add dito, pero lima lang because I know that marami nang nakalista sa inyong mga listahan. But there are 5 things na I want you to please singit nyo lang. Singit nyo lang sa listahan ng mga ginagawa ninyo. And the 5th thing on my list is find a way to help your community. You can help by donating, especially food. Kasi marami ngayon talaga hindi, aminin natin, hindi lahat na aabot ng relief goods coming from the government. At there's a great controversy about the social amelioration program. But we as individuals, we can extend help, especially food, not only to our community, but to our frontliners. Nahihirapan din sila. And they need food for them to survive as well. Now, kung meron, hindi naman tayo lahat makakapagbigay ng ayuda, hindi tayo lahat makakapagbigay ng food, we can help. Makakatulong tayo sa simpleng paraan ng hindi pag-share ng fake news. Kasi this is very saddening. Dahil nga advanced na technology natin, napakabilis din ng fake news. If you share a fake news, there will always be someone like you na mag-share din ng fake news. And it will create more panic and more serious happenings. Kaya guys, please make sure that what you are sharing came from a reliable source. We can always check Department of Health official social media accounts. You can also check television. You can also check television networks' social media accounts. Those are all reliable. Huwag na tayo mag-share sa pinost lang na ganito na meron siyang nakitang ganyan. Meron siyang alam na positive na ganito, ganyan. That will create more serious things. Stop. Just stop. And most of all, we can help. Everyone can help. How? By simply staying at home. By staying at home, nakakatulong tayo in containing the spread of coronavirus. Ito pong quarantine at isolation ay para mabawasan yung galaw ng tao and at the same time, to lessen din yung rate ng mga taong pupwedeng mahawa. Ito po ay hindi para gipitin ang sinuman or ihinder ang anyone else's freedom. This is very difficult for all of us and very stressing as well. But preventing the spread of the virus is the only way we can hopefully get back to our normal life. Kaya mahirap sabihin kasi I might be bashed, pero we have to say that we need to strictly abide to the rules by just simply staying at home. There are things, there are reasons, kaya may mga tao na lumalabas sa kanilang mga bahay. We don't want to blame them. Baka talagang they need to get out. But kung wala naman talagang gagawin sa labas, please stay home. That is the least that we can do, or best that we can do, to contain the spread of coronavirus. Now, those are just some of the things that you can add to the list of the things you do during this quarantine. This quarantine leads to loneliness and stress that everyone may experience. But the best thing or the best way to battle this stress and loneliness is to help others change the way they see the world. They see the situation. The key word here is temporary. You know, the virus is temporary, the quarantine is temporary, and we will all soon get back to our daily grind, to our normal life. But for now, just for now, we have to face it. I guess that's it for this episode. I'd like to thank everyone. Nagpapasalamat po ako sa lahat ng mga patuloy na sumusuporta sa small corner na to, sa small podcast na to. And if you somehow were able to, you know, get something from it, if you were able to somehow relate to something from this, please do me a favor, guys. Please share this to your social media accounts. Please share this to your Instagram, to your Twitter. You can also tag me in your stories. You can tag me at itospaz, that at itospaz, and tell me something. Tell me what you think about it. Again, maraming salamat po. Muli, I'm Carl. Lagi mong tatandaan, if you want someone to talk to, or just a thing to listen to, let Pod take over. Bye-bye!